In the village of Platero, 2 miles to the north, Colonel Musi and Prince received Nellist's intelligence report with enormous relief. It was 2:30 on the afternoon of January 30th. Late, almost too late. Finally, the Rangers could set to work in earnest. When Prince dug into the Nellist report, it became clear that whatever the scouts had been doing across the river, they hadn't been loitering. Prince was astounded at the depth of detail. All the crucial points Musi had asked for, and numerous ones he hadn't even considered, were in there. Given what Prince already knew about the terrain, it was hard to fathom how the scouts had been able to gather such rich particularity. The report may have taken a little longer than they would have liked, but this was impeccable recon work, accomplished against great odds. With this fresh information in hand, the master plan quickly took shape in Prince's mind. All day he'd been thinking about it and discussing it with the various platoon leaders, but it hadn't all crystallized for him until now. He sketched it out as a diagram in his notebook, and at 3 o'clock he submitted the plan to Musi. It didn't take long for the colonel to sign off on it. At 4 o'clock, a meeting of all the Rangers was called. With the sun dropping fast, the time had come to lay out in full detail the final version of the master plan, and to make all the individual assignments. The Rangers were to set out in 1 hour's time, and now the men were lost in the private reveries and ritualistic tics of imminent combat, checking sidearms, filling bandoliers, synchronizing watches. Beneath a clump of shade trees, the various non-coms and platoon leaders huddled with their weapons, waiting intently to hear what Musi and Prince had in mind.